أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. اعلموا أن الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب ونباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما. وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
Jazakum Allahu khairan Mawlana for the recitation of the Holy Quran. Allah make the realities of those verses and all other verses of the Quran enter the deep recesses of our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us today with a guest. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted acceptance in this world in terms of reformation, in terms of the work of da'wah and tabligh, in terms of the work of education in the madaris. And there is none other than our pious Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab. Mawlana is based in Azadwal, is the Muhtamim and the principal of the Darulum in Azadwal. Mawlana also is one of the leading shuyukh of the world at the moment. Through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reformed many a thousand people. any people can seek an allegiance to him in terms of reforming themselves. Before we call Marana, perhaps just a small advice from our side. When Marana is speaking, certain the intention that whatever he said is meant for me, and whatever Hazrat is going to say, it's meant because I need it first. And we will sit with that I need it and I will change. Inshallah, the effect of this will last many a days even after the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in such we all benefit from the pearls that will be showered upon us today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his true love like he has granted the pious, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say, Muzalmana, that fast day, came up and say, Hasan al Mustafif Allah.
Alhamdulillah, you are the father. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق بالعدم ثم الصلاه على المختار في القدم مهدا يصلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والحكم روح الفدا بقدر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before we start our talk proper, by way of introduction, one of two things. One is, don't be overtaken what Maulana Ruja Sahib said. He's looking like if a person got green lenses, he sees everything green. If he's got blue lenses, he sees everything. He's got the lenses of muhabbat and love. That's why he's saying all that. Otherwise, I'm just an ordinary person like you. And just as friends, we let's discuss some important matters of being and let us try and benefit. But I'm nobody like what she told anything. Don't be somebody like that. I'm just like one of you. We are just all friends of one another, brothers of one another, and we are discussing something which inshallah will be of mutual good for you, for me, for us, inshallah. Another thing is that may Allah reward the brothers of Rogia, always such a warm welcome they give us. They are so warm, you make us feel at home here, and you make us feel that we want to stay here forever. But when a person overstays, they say now, Ambakashya. They can't say overstay also. But anyway, you people make us feel that we would just like to be with you all the time. Thirdly, our Shaykh Arif bin Rumi of our time, the reformer Mujaddid of this era, and the second Tabriz, Muhammad Aftasar, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, used to say, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam can come alive in the ummah again. The sunnahs are the life wire of the ummah. They are extreme. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely important that we bring in our love, that we have the knowledge of every sunnah, that we love every sunnah, that we practice every sunnah, and we propagate every sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. With regard to the importance, the virtues, the benefits of sunnahs, our Shaykh rahimahullah has said very, very beautiful poems. One particular poem, which Allah Ta'ala in His mercy has made famous in the whole world, is Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? A person who would follow in the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will see that he comes out in Jannah. Just like a person who follows the boards from here, Petersburg, Polokwane, he will come out in Polokwane. He follows the boards showing Johannesburg, he will come out in Johannesburg. So anyone who follows Sunnah will see he comes out in Jannah. And alhamdulillah, our style, every word of this, the poems, the bayans, are all 100% in conformity with Quran and Hadith. For example, this, that by following Sunnah, we will come out in Jannah. This is the explanation of the Hadith, Man Ahya Sunnati, a person who makes my Sunnah of mine alive. And the meaning of Man Ahya Sunnati, a Man Amila Biha, a person who practices on his Sunnah. Faqad Ahyani, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person has made me alive. Because my mission of coming in this world is that sunnah lifestyle which Allah gave me, it has become widespread in the world. And the person who practices that sunnah is fulfilling my mission of my life. So he has made my mission alive, he has made me alive. And I came to the world for this mission of mine. So he has made my mission, he has made me alive. وَمَنْ أَحْيَانِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. And a person who made me alive, my mission, what I came, what I wanted must come in the world, he has shown love to me, great love to me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَكَانَ مَعِي فِي جَنَّةِ. And a person who has shown this love to me will be with me to be in Jannah. What? Like to be with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in Jannah. Allah has the right to say where there. One little incident comes to mind. At one time there was one Nabbash, a person who steals kafir. Nowadays they steal coffins. In those days they used to steal coffins. So one Buzuk told this person who used to steal coffins that, see, when I die, you don't commit stealing. So he promised him everything. But the Buzuk still made out, he knew his habits. So he gave him money in advance. How much you'll get for a coffin? Yes, the money. But please don't steal my coffin. He promised everything. The Buzuk passed away. He said, I won't steal, so he stayed away. But what itches in your fingers, you how you can stay away from it. After 1-2 days it's itching, he has to steal, that's his. His mission in his life is to go steal the cover. So he went, he dug the cover, he put his hand inside. The Buzur caught his hand. The person died. The people saw him in a dream, asked, what happened? You in Jannah? You used to steal coffins, you in Jannah. He said that when the Buzur caught me, my hand, where he is, I'm also there. I'm in Jannah. So a person who is with Sunnah will be with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So a person who will follow Sunnah will be in Jannah and will be with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in Jannah. We know some people, all of us must be used to, when some Buzur pious person comes to our town, people give dawahs, they invite. And usually when there are some friends who always like to sit near the Buzur, some search for barakat. Some say, oh, VIP, the main stuff going to come here. So at least sit there, I can get all the main stuff. So if you are with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in Jannah, what won't you get? And the second part of the poem, that Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannah ke raah, Allah similar to the sunnah there. By following sunnah, you will be connected with Allah. That is the greatest aspiration and the greatest thing, to have the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah. By that will follow with the muhabbat and love of Allah Ta'ala. And that will follow with the connection with Allah Ta'ala. And if you got Allah, you have got everything. And that is also the explanation of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. But the beholding, follow me, Allah Ta'ala says, my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love you. Allah will be in your heart, you will have to not. Allah will be with yours. If you made up to have a shame, if you are mine over that, everything is mine. If you may marry, zameen meri, falak mera, the earth is mine, the heavens are mine. If you may marry, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. To explain that, I'll try and be brief. Ayaz was a slave, ordinary street man, a slave. Not a servant, not a worker, a slave. Who works for free, doesn't get paid, a slave doesn't get paid. A slave got no choice, whatever the master tells him he has to do. But he had qualities in him. Because of that, the king, Mahmud Ghaznavi, made him his favorite, very close. Naturally, when somebody becomes close to you, other people get jealous about it. So the courtiers were jealous that why you have made this slave such a close friend of yours, you are the king and you made a slave. So there are many instances and we should try and study this. Great, great lessons for us and great benefit for us. Anyway, this one lesson, to show the point I'm trying to discuss, that the king, to show the people who Ayaz was, what qualities he has got, in his chamber, big hall of the palace, he spread out a lot of valuable stones, diamonds, gold, silver, rubies, pearls, he spread them out. And he made an announcement, today whoever puts his hand on whatever it will be his. So naturally, all went pell mell, running this side, that side, trying to grab as much as they can. But Ayaz stood still, he didn't move. The king said, Ayaz, didn't you hear my announcement? He said, King, repeat, what was your announcement? He said, I said, whoever puts his hand on whatever, it is his. So Ayaz said, are you sure? He said, I'm the king, I don't speak lies, and what I said, that I mean what I said. So he walked up and he put his hand on the king. And he said, if you are mine, everything is mine. What you have put out today is a small fraction of what you possess. And your treasures every day are filling up more. If I got you, I got them. So if we got Allah, we got everything. And by following sunnahs, we will get Allah. Allah loves the sunnah so much. Allah has given himself in return. But the bihuni nasa Quran, yuhibbukumullah, Allah loves you. You will have Allah Ta'ala. And there's another explanation of this which is important and inshallah beneficial to all of us. If you have got Allah, then everything is yours. Your wife is your wife. But if you haven't got Allah, you have displeased Allah, your wife is your wife. But Allah will use her to torment you, to torture her. She will be such a headache in your life, you won't be able to divorce her and get rid of her also. And you won't enjoy with her anything all the time. Allah will use her to punish you. Your shop is your shop. But if you have displeased Allah, Allah will make that same shop a headache for you. Instead of milking the shop and making profits and living nicely, every day headache, losses. You are taking loans. You are taking loans from the bank. And your shop is just going down and down. The hole is getting bigger and bigger. It's your shop. But why? You have displeased Allah Ta'ala. It comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah. أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ. Allah corrects his matters between him and Allah will correct your matters. You want a fight with somebody, don't try and correct it yourself. You try and see where you went wrong. And you correct yourself, Allah will correct that matter of yours. Today we don't, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif clearly, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَعَامَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ لَكُمْ شَاكِرًا فَعَلِيمًا. What is Allah what you do, give this person a heart attack, give that person this problem, that person that problem. Allah is not sitting to give up problems to everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. But why? When we disobey Allah. And then Allah doesn't come personally to whoop us and give us a hiding. Something or the other then hits us. And how he hits us and from where he hits us, we don't know. And the solution is, correct your matters with Allah. If you want to catch a cat, don't catch it by the tail. The cat will turn around and scratch you very badly. Catch it by the neck nicely, you got the cat under control. So problems we have got, don't catch them by the tail. Don't try and solve them out, court cases, fighting, and we bad eye that we also what they give to us, we do to them, and all that, that is, this is going to come back and hit you again. Catch it by the neck, that is correct your life with Allah Ta'ala. And one simple example, two brothers, one brother took the land of his brother, of his other brother. He asserted fraud, he did wrong, and he took his land. So who is the wrongdoer? The one whose land is taken, or the one who took the land? Ji? You will be the judge. Who? The one? Who took the land. That is, and the law of the world also, Islamic law also. And the Qadi will make his judgment accordingly. But if we look deep and in actual reality, by Allah Ta'ala, the one whose land was taken, he did something wrong. So Allah used his brother to take his land. Outwardly, and law will be that this person took his land, he must be taken to court, tried, and he will be punished, etc. But the actual fact is that person did something wrong. So Allah used his brother to take his land away. Whatever happens in this world is according to our actions. Jaise karmi, waise bharmi. As you do, you will get. Na maane to kar ke de. If you don't believe, do and see what the result will be. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai, na maane to mar ke de. Jannat is a reality, jahannam is a reality. If you don't believe, die and you will see. Allah reward Maulana Ahmad, what beautiful qiraat in the namaz he made, and the ayat, mashallah, of the one side of the people of Jannah, the people of Jahannam, we will see the results. According to our actions, we will see it with our eyes. But the seeing there won't help us. The believing now without seeing, that will help us. And the seeing and the believing after seeing, that you are believing your own eyes. You are not believing the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From there also realize we must believe and make our lives according to what we hear. What is Allah's command? What is Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command? Make sure it is the command of Allah. That has got value. What we deduce with our own brains and that, and you believe on your brains, and you have to follow what you think is right, that has got no value whatsoever. You have to follow what is called andi taqleed, blind following Allah's Rasul. Be behind Allah's Rasul. Behind his sunnahs, don't try and be in front of Allah's Rasul. The pious servants of Allah, don't try and be in front of them. Be behind them in their lives or success. So one great sunnah for this occasion which we are all find ourselves in is to prepare for Ramadan, which is in this hadith. From Allah Ta'ala beautifies Ramadan from Muharram, 9 months in advance. Jannah is so beautiful. La aynun wara, no eye has seen such beauty. Wa la udhunun sami'at, no ear has heard. We hear the Quran Sharif. But what Jannah actually is, this is just an idea we get. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar, no human can ever imagine or think what the beauty of Jannah is. Every aspect of Jannah is Allah Akbar, unbelievable. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, a very great bazaar. Once he was walking in the bazaar and he saw an extremely, extremely beautiful slave girl. A slave girl belongs to whoever, but she was exceptionally beautiful. So he told her, I want to buy her. She laughed it off. She was the slave girl of the king. Where is the king? And this pauper, this poor fakir, this munda, who can see from his dressing and outward appearance, he wants nothing. Where is he going to buy me? Like one person with torn and tattered clothes goes into a big motorka shop dealer and he says, this Ferrari I want to buy. You see, you going to buy a Ferrari? Where are you going to buy a Ferrari? So anyway, so she said, yes, I'm serious, I want to buy it. She told her attendants, her bodyguards, and let catch him and let us take him to the king, Haj Tamasha. We'll see, we'll make a big show out of him in front of the king. They caught him, we took him to the king. The king, she said, today a big joke happened, something very extraordinary. What happened? This fakir, this mullah, he says he wants to buy me. Does he know who I am? What my value is? So the king asked him, do you want to buy her? He said, yes, I want to buy her. He asked, what will you offer? He said, I'll give 2 khajur puffs. And that also on which there is a bit of khajur left. Completely dry. And that also is too much. But anyway, I'll make a start. I'll give a little, and so much I will give. He says, you know her value? He says, yes, I know her value. What is her value? That in 4 years she's going to be looking like an old lady. A street woman, who not other woman, who look after the chastity and her modest. The street woman, the filthy, dirty, naked woman, which we think today is the rules of gender. They are so filthy and dirty, what have they got? To explain who they are, Avicenna, who is a doctor, not a monarch, Avicenna. He says the street woman, their condition is, when they are 10 years old, then they are locked up to lie, like a dog, people play around with them, like a dog. When they are 20, whole of men hold it in, but all their makeup and everything, they look like a whole of men. When they are 30, they are the mothers of boys and girls. And when they are 40, old lady, just discarded, nobody, even old age home don't accept this. Everyone has discarded her. And when she's 50, everyone curses her how she looks now. She looks like a spook that came out of the cupboard, how she looks. And he gave her 50 years. The WHO, World Health Organization, their statistics is the street woman, their lives are only 30 years. Mm. And they are finished. They destroy their lives, they destroy the lives of people also. So anyway, so he said in another 3-4 years she's going to look so old and ugly. If she doesn't bath every day, nobody will go near her. The smell that will come from her body. If she doesn't comb her hair, lice will come in her hair. Lice in the people's hair who associate and come close to her. Every way, and she's butlering. Only she's getting your money and then she's showing you I love you and I'm so good. If she doesn't get the money, she ran away from you. There's no loyalty in her whatsoever. Whole lot of things. And he said, I've got a girl who is much more better. What is your girl like? And explain the whole routine of Jannah. The whole routine of Jannah, he explained what they will be. And this is what we must try. Don't look around this dunya. Look what Allah has kept in store for us. Like your child, there's a rotten apple in the dustbin and it takes, it wants to go eat. The children are like that. Mother will give it one step, see what is in the fridge. See what's in the fruit rack. What bananas and apples and fruit with. What you going to eat? What Allah gives us that slap. When we go for the rotten and filth of this dunya, Allah gives us a slap. Then we have problems in our married life. We have problems in our shops. Allah says, see what I have. So we explain the whole routine, that if one drop of her saliva have to come into the sea of the world, the 7 oceans will become sweet. Yeah. How sweet will it be? When you look at the whole routine of Jannah, 40 years, you won't blink your eye. You won't look right and you won't look left also. Then she will say, is there only looking? Isn't there anything else besides looking also? Then you embrace her for 70 years. And imagine that kiss, that with that saliva which will make the 7 oceans water sweet. Ah. And you're going to kiss her. What is 70 years? Hey, what enjoyment you get. If her one hair has to come into this dunya, then the sun will look like it's lost its light. So bright will that be, the sun that is, it will look like it lost its light. If her one, she just her orni, the head gear, she just had to wave it in this dunya, the fragrance that will come in this dunya. When she talks to the dead, they become alive. When they talk to the living, their hearts burst with joy and enjoyment. He said, I've got a girl. They never become old. They always, or permanently, they are virgins also. They never, their mood doesn't go bad at any time. And they are masters in love making. Urban Adrara, the Ashabi. What is it before Urban Adrara? That we have given them what beautiful figures the woman. And the Urim, like you have this, the Miss World show. And you have when they display their clothing, modern and fashion and all that. And they walk with their styles. And how they make a turn and they turn around again. All that what they do. And the hadith says that the women are half-minded. And science has proven it now. Their minds, only half the brain is wired. There's a picture also, actual fact, that half their brain is wired. Man's brain is fully wired. Their brains are only half wired. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are half brain, but they make full brain man swipe them off their feet. That one little smile of her, that one little word of her, and the man who got full brain is swiped off his feet. And so this is how they are. So when they walk, the whole thing, when she walks, in one movement of hers, lifting her leg or anything, one smile of hers, one lifting of her hand, and 100,000 beautiful exposures of that come. Not 100,000. What will happen when you get it? This is what Allah has promised, and Allah's promises are 100% true. And that is what we must look for, not for this dunya. So that is what we have to strive for. So that Jannat Allah has made, and that is what we must strive for. So anyway, and that is, then what about the food of Jannat? What about the mansions of Jannat? What about the water sports of Jannat? What about one great mammoth of Jannat that you have no sorrow, no grief in this world, no matter who you are. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to have grief and sorrow. You should go to the masjid and make dua. You can be the great. Oh, how nice somebody had said, I make dua and I wish every person in the world must be the richest man and must have everything in the world and all his desires must be fulfilled. Then they will realize this is not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is something else. We think that in riches, in money, in everything, there's suicide in there. World Health Organization statistics show the greatest amount of suicides are not in poor nations, not in developing countries, but upon developed, the rich countries of the world. The greatest amount of suicides are in them. And strange as it might be, the greatest amount of suicides are with the psychiatrists. Those want to solve other people's problems and they themselves commit suicide. And third on the list is a dentist. For whatever reason, I can't understand. But the third highest people, number of people who commit suicide are the dentists. That's all the bad smell they to get of the patients and putting out hot and ugly teeth all the time. And you will show so much depression that they perhaps commit suicide. Whatever it is. So anyway, so the real enjoyment is in following Allah's commandments. So if you have everything, it's not going to give you what you're looking for. You realize what I'm looking for is something else. We are looking for it somewhere else. A very poor person who only had one gold coin as his asset, his treasure, he lost it. So he started looking for it. And he was living in a little tent shanty, little hut. No electricity, no lights. He went and looked for it under the street lamp. So his friend came past, so my friend is looking for something. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin and that's the only thing I had in my life. So he dealt with, but he also started looking. They couldn't find him, which is common then, where you lost it. He said, I lost it in my tent shed. See, if you lost it there, why are you looking for it yet? He says, in my tent shed, no lights. Yet it's a bright light. We can look for it here till the cows go home. We can never find it here where it is. In Eastern Shanti, he can light a candle and look for it, hopefully he will find it. Or he hasn't got a candle also, he can move his hands around. And he hopefully, because he lost it there, but we lost our Izzat. نَحْنَ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation that Allah has given us our honor in Islam. وَإِنْ تَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we seek this honor of ours in anything, anywhere else besides Islam, in the bright lights of the sparkling lights of this dunya, and the fashion of the dunya, and all the colorful life here, and in casinos, and in clubs, and in brothels, you'll never find it because Allah hasn't kept it there. Where Allah has kept it, look for it there. You lost it by losing your Islam. Bring your Islam back and you will have every good. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنْ نَبْلُوا الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. If we look for our honor in anything else besides Islam, in wealth, in position, mansions, beautiful motor cars, those things don't give you value. If your house gives you value, then in that house there is a mouse also. So the mouse also must say, I am a very VIP, that I live in this big house, I live in this mansion. And the mouse is even more honorable than you, doesn't have to maintain, doesn't have to pay for water and lights, doesn't have to pay for your maintaining the house. Everything is you working for the mouse. Everything is for the mouse. So that things are not of value, qualities are of value. Like I asked, qualities, those are value. If you are top of the range BMW, latest model, if that is, a man is judged by what he drives. If that is what gives you value, in your Merc, in your BM, there is a fly also. The fly is also moving in a Merc, in a BMW, so the fly also should boast that I've got a Merc, I've got a BMW, I don't have to pay for petrol, I don't have to pay for maintenance, for tires, for anything. I move free. That fly is more better than you also. Those things don't give you value. Qualities which are in the first session give you value. So anyway, Jannat which is so beautiful, every year Allah makes Jannat even more beautiful for 9 months from Muharram till Ramadan. And Allah's beautifying our home decoration we make, some occasion coming, we do some renovations, we clean up the house, spring cleaning, we change sheets, we paint, whatever we do, we give it an uplift, we give it a new show whatsoever. Allah, He's making Jannat. How beautiful is Jannat every year? For what? For the month of Ramadan. So how much mustn't we get prepared for the month of Ramadan? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who said in various forms that he does not trust life at all. If I pick up the food, I don't have this trust that it will come through my mouth, maybe I pass away before that. But for Ramadan, he's making dua from before Rajab. Oh Allah, give us barakat in Rajab, inshallah. And oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. In 2 months, 3 months, he's eager. I must get Ramadan. So value is Ramadan. May Allah instill that in us also. The preparation of Ramadan, and according to this dua, that Allah give us barakat in Rajab. What is the barakat of Rajab? Mi'raj. What is Mi'raj? That when Allah, as-salat, mi'raj will as-salat, what? Mi'raj al-mu'min? As-salat. So as-salat or mi'raj al-mu'min. It's not a hadith, difficult to find it anywhere, but it's a reality, it's a fact. That namaz is our connection with Allah. Namaz is the only thing, or even iman, Allah made it for us on this earth, on the first. Namaz is the only thing which Allah made for us called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just like that also, first heart operation. Allah had his heart removed, washed in zamzam. And then he made imamate of all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Met all of them on his way to Allah Ta'ala. Then he went to that position where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam brought to every Nabi the message of Allah Ta'ala. And the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala. But now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went so close to Allah that Jibreel alayhi salam said, if I go to the extent of one hair's breadth further, I will be made ash, I will be burnt out. There our Nabi alayhi salam. And the details of that leader, but what was the sum total of it? Allah gave the great gift of namaz. And Allah made namazes 50 times first. is detailed in that also. Finally, Allah kept it at five. But Allah declared, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ My word won't change. I said 50, I made it 5, but my sawab will be still of 40. Imagine today we make 5 times namaz and we get the sawab of 40 namaz. If we take on average a namaz, the preparation of it coming to the masjid, average is about half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour. So 50 namazes, that means your full 24 hours should have been only namaz. Nothing else. Today we only make 5 and we get the sawab as though for 24 hours we are making namaz. Allah didn't change that part. Allah still gives us that. So namaz is the only thing which Allah made for us by the arsh of Allah. And this gift of namaz was brought by who? By Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from his time till today, who brought us this gift? Great muhaddithin. Like Imam Bukhari rahmatullah, Imam Tirmidhi. What great people, great ulama, fuqaha, they brought this gift and today we don't appreciate it. If somebody brings a gift for you, somebody went anywhere in the country, somebody went Hajj Umrah, they bought something and they brought it and gave it to you and you just discard it. You don't pay attention. How will it? This gift of namaz is from Allah, brought by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all the great. So we should take this gift of namaz and put it close to us. We should be regular. Namaz is that ibadah, which is the combination of the ibadah of all the malaika. There are some malaika angels whose only ibadah is to stand, how we stand in namaz. Others are all the time in ruku, others all the time in sajda, other times all sitting in a sitting position, others reading tasbih, others reading Quran. In two rakats of namaz of this ummah, Allah gave us the ibadah of all the malaika. What a great thing. What the ibadah which all the malaikas are doing individually, Allah gave it to us in two rakats of namaz. Every creation of Allah is in the worship of Allah. Trees, for example, are in standing position. They are in the worship of Allah. Four-legged animals are in ruku. Mountains are in a sitting position. Snakes, etc., the insects we call on the earth, they are in sajda all the time. Waterfalls, rivers flowing, the sea, that sound that comes, water hasn't got the sound. They are making tasbih. They are making tilawat. The chirping of the birds, they are engaged in the zikr, in the tasbih, in the tilawat of the Quran, in dua. All the ibadah of the whole creation, Allah gave it to us in two rakats of namaz. You just make two rakats of namaz and you have made that ibadah, which the whole creation of Allah. Our deen, Allah made it such that Allah set the stage for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything was complete and perfect. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. Like a bride, everything is prepared for her. When everything is set, now she walks onto the stage. And she comes into the hall. Allah, the whole world, Allah ne sajaya. Allah ne khubsurat banaya. Phir Allah ke dhaati rasul. And together with Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every ibadah, Allah has taken it to perfection. The other ummahs also made ibadah. But now every ibadah has come to perfection in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in namaz, Allah gave us all our ibadah. For example, in namaz, there is iman also. Then you make namaz, you do it for Allah. In namaz, there is roza. While you make namaz, you can't eat. You got roza. In namaz, there is zakat. You have to pay for your cleanliness of your clothes, your musalla. We come everything, masjid is free. If we all can realize, these musallas cost money. Going to the toilet and flushing the water costs money. The towels cost money. Making wuzu costs money. And everyone can just donate how much he uses. There will be enough wuzu. You don't have to go for any collection. But anyway, there is money involved. So there is zakat in namaz. In namaz, there is hajj also. Hajj, what is it? From Makkah to Mina. Mina to Arafat. Muzdalifah. Back to Mina. Back to Makkah. Back to Mina again. And in namaz, there is movement. You stand, you go in rukul. You stand, you go in sajda. You are sitting. There is all the time movement in namaz also. So hajj also. In namaz there is zikr also. In namaz there is tasbih also. In namaz there is tilawat also. In namaz there is dua also. all our ibadahs, Allah has put it into our hearts. What a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us appreciate this gift. Namaz is that Allah has made it that you burn the masjid, the richest man burn the whole masjid, but no reservation in place. The best place in the masjid is directly behind the imam. And mostly we reserve that for the muazzin, who we perhaps regard as the lowest street. And you burn the big masjid, but the best place in the masjid is not reserved for you. You reserve it for the muazzin. Anyway, Allah made the muazzin calls of Hayya alal Falah. Falah is every type of success. Come to every type of five times a day, Allah is calling us to success. Allah is telling us your success is not in your business. Your success is not in your talents. Your success is not in World Cup. Your success is in nothing else. Come to the house of Allah. This is where your success lies. When we come here, it is a way that we renew our pledge with Allah. We wanted Jannah. We have reserved it. But we are making sure five times a day that, Ya Allah, I bow down to you. I accept you. Please give me my Jannah. We want the Jannah from Allah Ta'ala. Namaz is that, like a father in his lifetime wants to distribute all his inheritance. His one son is in America, one in Australia, one in UK, everywhere. He says, you have to come. The certain day, all of you want to, who doesn't come, I'll deprive you. So Allah is calling us five times a day that Allah wants to give us more. Five times a day, it is a way to say Jazakallah. You can't say Jazakallah to Allah. Allah, who's going to reward Allah? That we show appreciation. Namaz is a great ibadah. So in this month of Rajab, which has passed now, it was Mi'raj. And Namaz, Mi'raj is our Namaz. Namaz, let us become regular with our Namaz. I won't go in more in detail, but there is one friend of ours, Abdullah Saud, is an Arab in St. Diego in Chile. And he's now, that's about 60 years roughly, round about that. When he was a small child, his father told him, when his father was old many years ago, when they were in Palestine, and the Jews, Israel, exiled them, and made South America the dumping ground of the Arabs, and sent them all the way there. That time, Sharon, who was the Prime Minister, he was a young man, and he was a general in the army, and he knew Arabic also very well. He told them at that time, how long ago, that we are exiling, we are sending you away now to South America. But this is your land, you going to get your land back again. At that time he said, but not today, not tomorrow. When your masjids will fill at Fajr, how they fill at Juma, you will be back here again. It is in our hands. Let us make effort. We make our masjids full all five times a month and see the help of Allah. Non-Muslims understand this, but unfortunately we cannot. Our ibadat are not just to go by, just to make some cursory remark about it. The reality of it comes. So namaz, let us become regular with our namaz. Together with that, look at our qaza namazes that we have got. Many of us, our qaza namazes, we're making lot nafil namazes. Long nafil namazes, but we're not paying our debt. Your supplier, if you haven't paid your previous account, he said, no goods. First you pay, then I will supply you more goods. If we want Allah's rahmat to come in torrents, settle our account to Allah. And when we making lot of nafir, it is like you're owing somebody 100,000 men. But when you go visiting your brother, you don't talk of the 100,000. You give his children some stock sweets, some standard. You give his children. And you say that I'm so good, I see, I even give his children sambo. But you're not talking about 100,000 which you are owing. You are owing Allah faras namazas, and you are bribing Allah with your nafil namaz. Faras, correct our faras. And then, in our faras, after that, bring reality. One is a picture of namaz, and one is the reality of namaz. One is Coca-Cola bottle, but you got black vinegar for it. What that person will do? I spit it out. So, in our namaz, the picture is of namaz. But inside, what filth and dirt, how many people are thinking when we're making namaz. We are there in Darussalam, but we're now in New York, now we're in Brazil, now we are in Cape Town, now we are where? Whole world we are traveling all the time. So be in namaz, make namaz the reality. Then comes the month of Shaaban, just night, the 15th night of Shaaban, the night of cleansing, the night of dua. And the most comprehensive dua Allah Himself has taught, Jam, which contains everything. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. What a comprehensive dua. Just briefly, see what this dua entails. One is almost all of us have made our own meaning of this dua. That oh Allah, give us the enjoyment. آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Be it mention, be it mojaka, wonderful life in this dunya, life of travel and life of holidays and ease and comfort. Find out what is Allah meaning when Allah says, give us the goodness of this dunya. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, the greatest of Syrian Arabic, 30 volumes, he was the Mufti of Baghdad, and the greatest Mufassir of the Quran, he gives the meaning of what is when we are saying, oh Allah, give us the good. Firstly, the word Rabbana, Allah loves this word very greatly. And when a person repeats in his dua, and the Sahaba, this was how he used to make, Rabbana, 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 all our duas, how many? 40 Rabbanas are printed also. How many duas? And Allah loves it. What does it mean when you, if you say it with the meaning? Empty capsule is an empty capsule. And a full capsule with 100 milligrams, 1000 milligrams, 5000 milligrams, this Rabbana, oh Allah, you are our creator. We realize no one has made us beside. You are our sustainer. Our eyes are in order, not by us or anyone else. You have to kept our eyes in order. Our brains are in order by you. Our heart is in order. If anything, one little bit wrong is to go in your heart. A heart attack is nothing. One of Hussein's father, Rashid Bek, he said, heart attack is nothing. Heart attack is serious. If you get a heart attack, you finish, you're gone. You can get 10 heart attacks. How many people live through that? But anyway, that is all in the hands of Allah. The cardiologist of Lomio, he was a very pious man, and he used to, when he do his operations, give sadqa, read nafil namaz. When he went to make an operation, he died of a heart attack. In the world, cardiologists gathered for a meeting, and the most senior of them, most learned, they made him the chairman of the meeting. And he died in that meeting of a heart attack. Nothing is in our hands. Not the cardiologist, not the gynecologist, not the optometrist, no one. Everything is in. So this Rabbana, oh Allah, everything is in your hands. You are everything to us. The Atina fi dunya hasana. The first meaning of hasana fi dunya, it would be the knowledge of deen. That we have to give preference to. Today we're giving knowledge preference to all other types of knowledge. Dunya's knowledge, Islam hasn't forbidden. Within its limits and within the correct context, all right, and to its limit. But the object is to get the knowledge of Deen, to know what Allah wants from us, to know Allah Ta'ala. And we have to get that. That is the first thing that we have to get. In the days of apartheid, there was imtihan in Germiston. I was in Germiston before, and there was imtihan. So community people also had come to the madrasa. One person told my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, that I want to send my daughter to England to study. Universities were not open to non-whites in those days. So please make dua. You know, England is a very free country, and a young girl on her own there, and I'll be sending her money all the time. Allah must look after her. He was a great Allah. He thought for 1-2 seconds and he said, what you are telling me, that you want to send your daughter in the rain and I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. Okay. So when you send your daughters and your sons to the places of fitna, one good friend of ours, doctor from Belmont, he was to enroll his son in a university. So he went to the university himself. When he saw, he said, am I in South Africa or am I in Europe? What is the condition here? And I must put my son voluntarily and I must pay for my son to go land up in the pits of Jahannam. He says, I can't do this. How can I do that? What environment exists there? But we are not worried at all. And needing knowledge, we don't take our deen. So the first hasan of the dunya is knowledge for deen, a knowledge of deen, any deen. The second meaning when we ask Allah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً تَفَقُّهْ فِي الْعِلْمِ. To understand that knowledge. Just to have knowledge alone is not enough. You have to understand that knowledge. Like for example, the father is lying on the bed, is going to sleep after Isha. He tells his son, Muhammad, bring me water. In what will Muhammad take water for his father? Glass. Your father wants to drink water. Sunday morning, the father is standing by his motor car outside. His sleeper rolled up. He tells Muhammad, bring me water. The same words. Now in what will Muhammad take water? In a bucket. Now a person who's got understanding, he will know that. Otherwise, if you haven't got the understanding, you don't want Muhammad bring me water. But you haven't got the understanding. Now when he's lying to sleep and he says, bring me water, you go with the bucket of water. And when he wants to wash the car, you go with the glass of So you haven't got that. So understanding, just having knowledge is not enough. The proper understanding of the knowledge which was given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the only way is because Allah is preserved for His Ummah through our Darul Ulooms. That the Ustad, not to be impacted, na kitabo se, na waadho se, nazar se pehna, being gota hai, huzurko ki nazar se pehna. The Sohbat and company of huzur, which reached them the Sahaba, and how they understood being from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, 1400 years, that very thing which was in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from prophecy. إِنَّا نَحْنَا نَزَّلْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ The Qur'an and the whole of me, Allah has taken the promise to protect it. The Hafiz looks after the words. The Qari looks after the recitation. The Alim looks after the meaning. And Allah has kept this. And in that straight, simple way of our Akadir and our Aslaf, that pure meaning is protected. Just by the way, West Africa, this country, Senegal, Nigeria, all those countries there. Till today, what are their Hafiz classes? I just mentioned this. The Ustad will write the sabak for the student on a slate. The student has to read it 41 times. 41 times. After 5 ayats only. 5 lines, 5 ayats. After that, it's rubbed off the slate. The student must write the sabak. And he must repeat it verbally, and for the rest of his life, he won't see the written form again. He has to know it so well for the rest of his life by memory. And not only to know it as a hafiz, but to be able to write it correctly. The script of the Quran is also strictly as it was revealed. There are many words you can write in a different way, but Quran you are not permitted. Yaseen, how it's written. You can write Yaseen in another way also. But Quran, if you are writing the word Yasin, you have to write it as it's in the Quran. Mustafa, you can write it in different ways, but you have to. So this is how they're making hafiz. So anyway, when you ask for fruitless of dunya, knowledge of deen. And then the understanding of that knowledge. The third is, when we have got that knowledge, is rizq-e-halal, rizq-e-halal, halal rizq. That is another very important thing which we have become very negligent. And today we know there are emails going around. What the big, the pork, it is in about 152 product cities. Where? And we don't know where we are going. And so risk halal, unless it is in the Quran, Allah is calling the Rasul. The Rasuls are the highest class of people. Higher than the Ambiya also. Kulu min al-tayyibat. That all of the Rasuls eat not only what is halal, but halal al-tayyibat. It must be halal, that is, but it must be tayyibat. The result of it will be wa amalu salih. Then you get the tawfiq of doing good. I usually say my thoughts that when we were inviting Ayatul Maharasa, Dhamir Tarakadun, said in the days of before, in a khanka, if the sheikh wants to reduce any murid's zikr, for whatever reason, pride is coming in, it's too heavy for him, it's too hard for him, so they want to reduce it. All they do is to let him eat something from the bazaars, or food which is prepared outside. And today our takeaways, and almost all our food, the meat products, what you call them, which are processed meat, etc., all that. You just give them that to eat, automatically his zikr goes down. So one friend of ours, Mawlana Muhammad Saraji of Phoenix, our student also, was he went 40 days Pakistan, he came back immediately, he came and he told me, In our Jamaat, there was one person who used to cry like that. All the time. Ruku, Sajda, Namaz, out of Namaz. What a condition. Lot of crying. And we started fearing he might die. So much he's crying. So we went in one place and we told the elders there, we've got this problem. They said, very easy to solve it. Take him to the bazaars and the tea shops where they serve tea. And if you can get a tea shop where there is music, take him to such a shop. They took him and Abad. After that, his condition completely, all his crying and all that feeling he had, finished, gone. What we eat, you are what you eat. Today, our children, we say, they're just obedient. But what food are we giving them? There's a whole detail in Ramadan, in the Darnum, in Azadun, we have a full 40-day program. And we discuss this subject at length. Sometimes 2-3 days a subject. And I will invite all, try and come. Listen to the programs. Yeah, we can't do all that, it's too little time. But how important to eat good food, halal food, and tayyib, in which there is no doubt, and which is delicious. I mean, halal and tayyib is delicious food also. You must eat food which you desire, but your taste must also be right. Not that you have taste for haram, etc. And also, food is a command of Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min al-kul Allah says eat, kulu wa shrabu is a command of Allah. So eating is important, and what to eat and how to eat, all this needs lot of explanation. If we go into detail, we will realize we still don't know how to eat also. When to eat and how to eat, if we learn this, we'll see our health out. So anyway, so first and foremost, knowledge of deen, understanding of deen. And third will be that our food must be right. When that will be right, then you will be blessed with Zawjah Salih, a wonderful partner. When you got the right knowledge and your body is also a healthy Islamic body, then you will get the right wife also. And the right you, we want always a good wife, and we say, Manana, make dua, I get a good wife. Not those who are married, those who are unmarried. And I get a good wife. But you don't worry that you must be a good Muslim. If you are a good Muslim, you will get a good wife. How you are, a how you are, that is how your wife is going to be. So now, if you got the proper knowledge and you act on it, you understand that knowledge, you are eating the right food, so you are a good Muslim. So you will get a good wife also. Then the first tafsir of hasanati dunya, awlad salih. Now you will get pious children. We all want pious children, but not just going to come like that. You will follow, have to follow this. And then you are going to give your children also the proper Islamic knowledge. So it's a circle that is made there. Then you will have awlad salih. And for to get this, and when you have got this, then the sixth of seed of other of the dunya, that I heard, the praises of the people. Many of us, we think if people praise us, oh, all my sawabs are gone. By somebody else's action, how can your sawab get rich? You must have the desire, people must praise you, but now Allah will make it, people will praise you. And how we see is the dua of the peace of the Lord. Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni sabira. Oh Allah, make me in my eyes small, and nothing, I'm useless. Wa fi a'yuni nasi kabira. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, make me the eyes of the people, make me weak. But in the end, our Shaykh puts it so beautiful, the antibiotic is given first, that I'm small, I'm nothing. Now that the world brings you, it doesn't go to your head. Hey, if you think I'm weak or something, somebody hardly praise you and you think, oh, they're all praising me, they're all talking, nobody's talking about you. But if you are small in you, the world can praise you, it doesn't go. And the respect is a major requirement for our lives. If in our masjid, there is no respect for the imam, no respect for the mutawalli, everyone comes and does what he wants to. Somebody comes for a cup, you have to make a asr namaz, he makes the jamaat and he goes. Somebody comes by, first of all, they want to make their jamaat. Somebody wants to put the lights on, somebody wants to put it off. What will be chaos? In the house, if there is no respect for the parents, there will be chaos in it. In the classroom, if there is no respect for the ustad, on the road, if there is no respect for the laws of the road. And like in South Africa, we have to drive on which side of the road? And if you drive on the left side in South Africa, you are driving on the
right
side. Here the left is the right. And if you happen to drive on the left side of the road, on the right side of the road, then you are driving on the
wrong side.
This is the topsy-turvy world we are living in. Hey, in Saudi, you drive on the right side, you're on the right side, you're on the left side, you're on the left side. But then you drive on the right side, you're on the wrong side. And if you drive on the left side, on the right side, you're on the wrong side. And if you drive on the
left side,
or if you drive on the right side, you're on the left side. So anyway, you get no respect for the laws of the road, what will happen? So respect and Allah, this we are asking in this world. When we are saying, رَبَّنَا عَادِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً or that we respect in the eyes of the people. And this respect must not be that I am a big man for the sake of me, for the sake of system. In order to be in the house, there must be order. In the masjid, there must be order. On the road, there must be order. People listen to you and then there is respect and order. And all this will come with Sohbat-e-Sahih. When you stay in the company of the pious people. Then we become conscious. If we never stay in the company of the pious people, how will we ever become even think about these things? We won't think about it also. Where we will so spend time in the company of the pious. Maulana Abdul Ghani Kulpuri Ahmadullahi puts it such a simple mathematical equation which a little child also can understand. More easier than what 1 + 1 is 2 also. He says, Dood milta hai, dood wado se. Mal you get from the dead. Mithai milti hai, mithai walo se. Sweets you get from the confectionery shop. Kapra milta hai, kapre walo se. Material you get from the factory shop. Allah milta hai,
Allah
walo se. So easy, more easier than 1 + 1 is 2. So easy it is, stay with whom your heart tells you, this person is Allah wala. And then just check out little bit. Otherwise you get enough people who are frauds in every life. Don't just see the big burger on the head and big jupa and a big tasbih in the hand and colorful clothing and think this is, check out is the namaz in Islam. Check out does he make parda from woman or he mixes freely with woman. When he makes that barat, he holds their hands also. When these murids come to him, they come like in a ruku position and sajda position. And woman also in such in front of the woman and they come and kiss his hand also and he keeps his hand in a very dangerous place and then they come and kiss his hand also. So don't become murid or such a shit. Don't worry about your shit. See who you follow. So this is important. So Shaftat is Salihin, who on your heart tells you this is genuine. One person such a false being, right? Just a makeup, makeshift being. He went to one village and all his murids all about walking and while they're walking, he's walking in front, he gave such a sharp break, the power breaks of those days. Sharp break he gave, the whole, all his murids just, what a sharp break. So they didn't know what, so the one who was close, he said, what happened? You gave such a sharp break. He said, didn't you see? He said, what can we see? We are ordinary people. Eyes, you people got big buzuk. He says, didn't you see the dog enter Haram Sharif? And from here, I saw the dog entering the Haram of Mecca. And I chased it out of the Haram. Oh, many big shares, all the people, dawats, everyone giving dawats. So one woman, the wife of one of the murids, she had proper patina. She knew what is right and what is wrong. So the husband told her, you also make this seat. She said, no problem, I'll make also dawah for the sheikh, such a big sheikh. But ask him about his namaz. He doesn't come for jamaat namaz. What is it? So he met him. He said, what about your namaz? He's frightened and that. He said, you are ustah. We are that. You got no respect. You ask me about my namaz. My namazes are made in the heavens. My namaz are made in Makkah and Medina. I use my namaz here. Now I ground of you people. My namazes are made there. So the wife told him, please tell him, he must eat also there. How will Napa food here, how will Turkey and how will food here, tell him to eat there also. So then he said, now please, you must make dawah. He's such a big sheikh, such a big maulana, such a big sheikh and then. So anyway, finally she ate a meal. And then she changed the whole tertib. What she did, normally when visitors come, we give them their plates and the food goes in platters. Everyone dishes out here how much they want to, what they want to. What she did, she sent the ready plates. All the rice at the bottom and the mutton chicken on top. And another thing she changed, she didn't give him first. She gave the others. Again he became very angry. Because of me, all getting dawat, and I must sit and see everyone's mutton coming and chicken coming and my mouth is watering. I am supposed to get first. Why am I? So he went to tell his wife. She said, tell him your deal se aata hai durust aata hai. That which comes late comes very good. You will get the best. Don't worry. So in that hope he was sitting. Finally when she sent these, she sent the mutton and chicken under and on top plain rice. Now he's looking, all are eating meat mutton and all are eating chicken and I was eating plain rice. He asked, now what is this? Again he became very angry. So he went to his wife, he said, what are you going to do? He's going to give me fatwa, he's going to curse me, what will happen to me? What do you do? She said, tell him, I'm coming with the rice, with the meat myself, with the mutton and chicken. She came with that imam, this guy, a big stick that the woman stand the food. She came with that and she gave him one shot. She said, you fraud, you can see the dog in haram shirt. And you can't see the mutton under the rice. You just only know. So, I'm not speaking of this kind of fear, sir. There are more than enough of such fears, but the genuine Allah wala, we can accept in the company. And when your heart opens, come back also, and take the directions from them for your life, but the genuine ones. So that is what we have to do. Then when we think, this is the dua. In the month of, this is one great dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَفِي الْعَذَابِ. Another very great dua. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. One Sahabi came to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, oh Allah, Rasul, you have taught us very many valuable dua. But my memory is weak. I can't remember all the dua. Quran Jai, what will you be on that dua? Held his hand and said, come, let me teach you one dua in which you will get all the duas of your life. since the world came into existence, nobody can make du'as as our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'a. And all the du'as of Tahajjud, the du'as of Safa Marwa, the du'as of Murtaza, the du'as of Arafat, the du'as of all the du'as of the night of Badr, Allahu Akbar, what was du'a? Every ummati can get all the du'as in one. Let us read it together, inshallah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. The end part our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, وأنت المستعان, you are the helper. I have no help from nobody. You are my only emergency service. وعليك البلاء, oh my emergency service, come immediately. I need you now. Don't delay. I want your help now, O Allah. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول. There is nobody else who can help me stay away from guna to do good. It's only you, O Allah. Read this dua, not just empty like that. Read it with the meaning and read it with the meaning. Another great thing that we should do today, alhamdulillah, after namaz, we are all sitting about an hour, over an hour. It comes in the hadith that after namaz, don't like there's a spring under us, that we just jump up and we're gone, run out of the masjid, sit for a little while. As long as you said, how much you can give time, that malaika, the farishtas make dua for you. Allahumma khfir lahu, Allahumma rahamhu, Allahumma tub alayhi. Come early if we can, 2-3 minutes even, 5 minutes, 30 minutes. After namaz, little while, make some wazifa, read some dua, farishtas are making dua for you. So this is a night to change our life. This is a night when we can change our taqdeer. Remember, taqdeer is not above Allah. That now it's written and Allah can't change it also. Taqdeer is not above Allah. Allah is above everything. And the thing that can change taqdeer is dua, which comes in the hadith. So let us at this night, whatever our problems are, financial problems, health problems, fights we have got, whatever problems, turn to Allah. Ask for forgiveness. Cleanse ourselves of our gunas. And then we go into the month of Ramadan. And then we keep our rosas very quickly. Rozas, Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made for us upon you. Who made rozas for us? That didn't say Shakatullah wa alaykum as-salam. And that's it, could somebody be close as well as Kutiba.
And this is the language of great love.
Like many of our friends, when they want something done at home, they go and say, Hazrat said. They want it done. They don't say, you must do it like this and just, they say, Hazrat said. So Allah also, just see, imagine how much love. Allah didn't want a little bit difference to come in that love water. That Allah, you make rosas for us, we can't eat whole day and that. No, Allah said, rosas, somebody made it for us. Allah made it for us. But to make it easy, kutiba. Kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum. You haven't been singled out for rosas, other ummats also kept. So don't be hard. And in Yaqam Ma'adudah, just few days which you can count on your fingers. You count 30 of your fingers, we read all the time all of this feast. It's just a few days. And the fruit of it, taqwa. And when you have got taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْهُ مَحْرَجًا. Whatever problem you got, a person who has got taqwa, Allah will take him out. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُعْزِي لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah makes your sawab much more greater. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. إِنْ تَتَّقُ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. With taqwa, Allah will make you a correct decision maker. All the time in our life we have to make decisions. Some people might be sitting and thinking, I say, get up and go now. It's getting late now, I have to go now. You have to make a decision. Must I just sit? Must I make an excuse that I'm going to toilet or what? All the time we have to be making decisions. So Allah will give you the topic to make the right decision. In your business, in your home, your marriage, your everything. Allah, if you have taqwa, Allah. In taqwa, yu'allimukumullah. On taqwa, Allah will teach you. And the person who makes amal, Allah will amala bima alima. Then, وَطَّقَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا مَا لَلَّهِ حَوْكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةِ. A person who practices on what he knows, Allah gives him knowledge of that which he didn't know. And you don't have to read kitabs for that. Allah will give you that knowledge in your heart. So let us, this is a night, this is the month of Ramadan. So in this kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made farz on you. One is you buy for 5 rand, you sell for 5 rand. You'll be the busiest man in town. Nobody will sell so cheap. But you'll be the first man out of business also. No profit, you can't pay your workers, you can't pay your overheads, nothing. And a person who sells, buy for 5 grand and sells for 25 grand, and that person is making money, he's going to be in business all the time. So roza, if we only do the farz of roza, not to eat, drink, and our sexual lust we don't fulfill, that is the farz. But if you make the profit of roza, that is you keep the roza of the eyes, you don't look at haram. Roza of the tongue, you don't swear, you don't backbite, you don't lie. Roza of the ears, you don't listen to music, etc. You're not worried of World Cup commentary or anything. Out of your life completely, you don't pay attention to all that. You keep roza of the 6 parts of the body, that is the profit of roza. And a person who makes profit, enjoys. If we're not making profit, that's why namaz, Ramzan is like a burden to most of us. We dread Ramzan coming. Now again, we can't eat as we usually do. Whole lifestyle changes again. But if we make the profit, a businessman doesn't get cross when December comes. You know, he's going to be now busy now. But he looks forward to it because he's making profit. Yeah, the worker, he dreads December. He has to work harder and he doesn't get more money. The boss gets all the money. The worker still does more work but he doesn't get more money. So if Ramzan is like that to us, we're not making a profit, then we won't like Ramzan. If we make a profit, we will look forward. So all this is discussed in Ramadan, in the Darul Uloom, in the Khanqa, in detail. Try and come spend 40 days. People from around the world come. From Australia, from New Zealand, from India, from Pakistan, from neighboring countries, from America, from UK, Europe, everywhere people come, local people come. Try and spend Ramzan there and see that make up 30, 40 Ramzans have passed, but we haven't made any profit of Ramzan. If we make the profit, we will look forward to Ramzan, we will enjoy. And this profit is not a small profit of this dunya, it's a profit of dunya also, akhirah. Forever and ever. Such a prophet that Allah says, I myself am the reward of roza. And one roza is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that a person who kept roza, in other words, he thinks he kept roza, but he didn't stop from backbiting. He didn't stop from lying, looking at haram. The Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah is not in need of his staying hungry. Isn't it perhaps the three Ramzans we only stay hungry, we didn't keep roza? There is a great difference between keeping roza and staying hungry. And let's have the rest of our life, at least one Ramzan, make it where we kept roza. And then see the difference. Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair said that if you spend your life, how you spend your roza, and when Eid comes you are happy. Then if you spend your life like that, when more comes it will be your Eid, then you will be the last one. Then Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. I think I must stop now, otherwise one Maulana gave bayan, and he was talking on a very high subject, and he was talking in Urdu, people didn't understand also. One person got up, went away, second, third, fourth, all went away. Maulana was carrying on. The Muazzin left the key of the masjid with him. And he said, Maulana, when you finish, you lock up. So I don't want that to happen to me, so I would say, Wa'afir da'wana, and you should entire of the army, and I'll ask Maulana Ahmed to make the dua.
اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا ذا الجلال والكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا من هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن يا حبيب المحبين يا حبيب المحبين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا خطايانا كلها يا رب العالمين Our most compassionate, merciful, loving, rahim, kareem, Allah. So Allah forgive every one of us, Allah. Oh Allah forgive us for the sins of our eyes, the sins of our hands, the sins of our hearts and minds, the sins of our tongues, oh Allah. Oh Allah forgive us for those sins that we are aware of and those sins that we are unaware of. Oh Allah, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that inna akthar khataya adamu min lisani aw kama qala, that most sins of Bani Adam from our tongues, oh Allah. Oh Allah forgive us for every one of our words that we have spoken that you are unhappy with, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we ask of you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we do not know how long we are going to be still living on this dunya, oh Allah. Oh Allah, as long as we love, oh Allah, grant us to keep of loving a life that is pleasing to you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us from الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Oh Allah, make us from the people of Iman and from Amal Salihah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all these beautiful lessons that we learned from our honorable Shaykh, oh Allah, grant us tawfiq of making amal, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant our honorable Shaykh a long and healthy life, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept all His services, oh Allah, every one of us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us a life, oh Allah, of Your pleasure, oh Allah. And oh Allah, until our last moments, oh Allah, oh Allah, make us from those that serve Your deen, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we ask of You, oh Allah, make our children from the army of Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we ask of You, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us a more that You are happy and pleased with us, oh Allah. It is our desire to die in Madinah Munawwara, oh Allah. As Umar radiallahu anhu made dua, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabili kuja'a mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Madinah, oh Allah, then wherever it is, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us away in a condition that You are happy with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a haram, in any haram place.
or committing any evil deed of Allah. Allah, this is Laylatul Bara. Allah, we ask of you, Allah, to free us from the fire of Ramadan. Allah, make it possible for us to witness this month of Ramadan, Allah, and make us from the Pharisees, from the winners, and from the successful ones in the month of Ramadan, Allah. Allah, we ask of you, Allah, to protect the Haramain Sharifain, to protect Masjid Al-Aqsa Mubarak, and all the ulama al-haq, every one of the ulama al-haq, the khanqas, the darul ulum, the jamaat al-tawheed, the mujahideen, to protect every branch of Allah. And Allah, we ask of you, Allah, to grant you a special nusrah to the mujahideen, those that are striving in your path, Allah. Allah, those that are in prisons from the believers, Allah, Allah, you release them, Allah. No, beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, his entire life, he asked for so much of goodness, Allah. Allah grant us that goodness, Allah. All the peoples that Allah, he asked for protection, وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.